Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, and welcome back to Finding the Funny. We're not starting with the big questions this week. That's weird, isn't it?
It is, Patty. We're sort of doing a little bit of a new sort of format-y vibe.
We're going to have a bit of a different feel this week. We're not going to start talking about the atom or anything like that.
The atom. We're not talking about the atom or any sort of space chat.
Still going to be full of dickish behaviour.
Yeah.
But we've got a few new features to just to bed it in a little bit. Anyway, how's your week been, Ange? You're obviously back from Cornwall now. No sipping Malbec, eating shed loads of brie.
Yeah, back to real reality and basically back to shit loads of washing. Yeah, people have seen my stories on the old gram.
Yeah.
You know, basically this week has been dealing with the Cornwall aftermath.
It's been one big tap to tidy.
Shitting hell. Yeah. That's it. That's all I've got.
But I haven't got much more. I've got a boring life.
Yeah, well.
I had a shit week last week, lost my job.
Bollocks.
Ended the week getting a new one.
Brilliant. So you've gone from bollocks to brilliant, which is brilliant.
I've got some more interviews to do this week, but it's just nice to know that I've been offered one.
So there we go. We just really had a week of job shit and washing shit.
That's it.
Glamorous.
Just while we're on our general chat, we've had some great kind of throwback emails.
Yes, so we have.
This first one came from Hannah. Yes. Funny story for this week's podcast. In my office in our breakout rooms, Andrew's going to love that, they have jugs of squash and you can help yourself to it when you're in meetings, etc. However, sometimes people mistake it for fresh juice and you can sit and watch them in a meeting as they drink it neat. It's very funny.
Honestly, I would love to see that.
Because neat squash.
Right.
Yeah, can you imagine? You're chatting away. Yeah, that's right.
Being very professional.
Oh, God, what is that?
Also, it's quite thick, isn't it?
It's quite claggy.
Yeah. I think I'd struggle to swallow. Anyway,
that was a great email, Hannah. I'm sure it's funny to watch the neat drinking of squash.
Yeah. Hannah, if you're ever able to get a sneaky video of someone drinking squash, thinking it's juice, and the kind of, I'd love to see it. I really would.
Very funny.
And the other sort of little throwback email we had, Pats, was from Mel.
Yeah.
She puts, my coworker just used anyway as an email sign-off instead of best, warm regards, or thanks. And honestly, that's the only work mood left. I think I'm going to start trying that.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway.
Finding the funny.
Caller asked, this is just a very straight up, simple question. Do you get your tits out on the beach?
Great question.
Great question.
The answer now, Paula, is no.
But you used to love it.
But I used to be a tit out.
Honestly, from about the age of 14.
Yeah, when my tits were at their best.
There's pictures of you, of us three, like on the beach with you just walking around with your baps.
You've got to embrace those years.
Paula actually then went on to say it annoys her because she says, why would you want brown tits and not a brown fanny?
You probably couldn't really brown your fanny anyway, could you?
We are such low-level content, honestly.
This is it. This is an important question to Paula, Patty. Paula is asking this. What is your take on it?
I've never done it. I never will.
Is there a reason why?
Do you know, I think for large...
You've not got great tits, have you, Patty?
I've got fabulous breasts. I think probably as a larger woman, I just feel comfortable with my baps out, which is stupid, really, because baps are baps, aren't they?
I suppose as well, it's more about what, you know, like, obviously, if you're in a one piece...
Yeah, what's the point?
You look a bit weird, wouldn't you? In a full one piece, popping them out.
And I'm never in a bikini.
No, well, and obviously I'm not now in my latter years.
Yeah.
But in those early years, you know, in your sort of, you know, late teens, 20s.
Well, I don't know, because I've always been a fat bitch.
Do you remember when we went, do you remember on that holiday to France?
Yeah.
And we went to that nudist beach. We didn't know it was a nudist beach until we bloody got there.
Do you remember when we got trapped out at sea and two nudist men came and carried
us? I had to go and get the nudist men to help save you and Mark.
No, not James and Dad did.
No, I did. James and Dad had buggered off, like, you know, straight out. It's us three out in that really harsh sea.
Mum's not a good swimmer. I was only about 5.
And I literally am like, shit, my sister and my mum are about to drown.
Yeah.
Better get some help. Started swimming out. Two guys ahead of me.
Penises out.
Wallop around with the, you know, schlongs out. I'm going to see. I mean, I can't remember shit, but I remember that like it happened yesterday.
I remember being like 5-year-old me being carried by this guy with his schlong out. Thinking, bloody hell, what's going on here?
Schlong is a great word.
Schlong, yeah. Schlong. Do you know what though? I think the problem with schlong is it gives the impression of a big penis.
It's long, yeah.
And if somebody calls it a schlong and then you see it and you're like, that's not a schlong, that's a wiener.
That's a short.
That's a wiener.
Because wieners are normally quite big, aren't they?
I always thought the term he's got a wiener was like, oh, it's a bit tiny.
Wiener.
But there you go, Paula. There's the answer, short and sweet. I don't, and used to. She's too fat now, doesn't anymore. Basically. Question isn't from one person in particular. It's just one that we've had a lot. And it's just people asking
what it's like to have a famous sibling. We have had a lot of people asking this question. I'm always a bit reluctant to talk about it. There are lots of people who listen to our podcast that don't necessarily know that we do have a famous sibling.
So... our brother is James Corden. Maybe you know who he is, maybe you don't know who he is, but you know, he's now in America doing the Late Late Show. He's best known probably for Carpool Karaoke at the moment. Wrote, produced, was in Gavin and Stacey, done lots of other things, films, everything in between, but that is who our brother is. My very simple response to that is, James is my brother and I am no more proud of him than I am of Ange. I'm so fortunate to have two siblings who I love dearly and get on so well with, and doesn't matter how often we see each other, we just slip straight back into being the three of us. And so it just so happens that his job's on the TV.
And that is exactly the same for me. He's just James. He's just my brother. He just does a job and everybody sees what he does.
If we didn't have James do what he does and we met David Beckham's sisters, or, you know, you would probably think, oh my gosh, I wonder what it's like to be related to Beck. For lots of people on the outside looking in, there is this fascination of like, what is that like? Mm. And I suppose from the inside looking out, it's no different to you,
no,
your brother or sister.
No, exactly the same. I know that Nella, she's had it a few times with people at school, and they've said to her, have you met him? And she's gone, you met your uncle.
You met your uncle. You've got ankles that you've spoken to. Yeah, that's a weird question, isn't it?
Have you met him? Well, yeah, of course I have. He's my bloody uncle. He's my mum's brother. He's just our brother, and we love him dearly. And you're right, Pats. Even when we've had, like, you know, sometimes we go for months and months and months without, you know, physically being together.
Yeah.
And yet the minute we are, it's like there's been no gap in that at all.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I love that. I hope it never changes. I'm sure it never will.
We now have a new section. Ange, over to you.
So this new segment has kind of come about from last week's podcast, where we did a little bit about, because we had a question, what would you put into room 101?
Yeah.
And I basically went off on a rant. And off the back of that, we thought, actually, this could be a thing. Yeah. And we've actually decided that we're going to call this segment Things That Get On My Shitting Tits. So my first thing, Pats, comes from an experience I had actually a couple of weeks ago. The main thing that gets on my shitting tits, right, is men who are constantly organising or fiddling with their ball sack. I had an experience a couple of weeks ago, right? I was queuing to go into Marks and Spencer's. I was stood behind a man, socially distanced, of course, right? The whole time I was stood behind him, he was forever shuffling around, bending down, squatting his legs, moving around a bit, putting his hand there. Honestly,
oh God, this is hilarious.
I wanted to say to him, mate, just pull your pants off, have a good root around, and put your shitting trousers back on.
I mean, don't go around saying to guys, pull your pants off.
But since then, I just notice it all the time. Do you know what I mean?
I do. Mal does it. Maybe I'll take that bit out. I do know what you mean. I do.
Like, what is that about?
Always like rearranging, right?
Yeah, just rooting around.
Us doing that constantly with our breasts.
That is exactly what I have said. Yeah. In fact, with some friends on Saturday night, right?
Yeah.
Now, this particular friend of mine, he was forever pinching it. Yeah, not in a rude or sexual way. Just fiddling, like, he stood there, bang.
I'll just fiddle with it.
I had to say to him, what are you doing? Why do you need to do that all the time? He didn't even realise he was doing it.
Yeah, I think probably a lot of men have got like that.
Yeah. It's just there. It's just hanging there and it's just not quite in the right place. I'll just shift that over. I'll just move that around.
You're not doing it.
No, because then later on in the evening, I saw him again. I said, you just done it. He went, did I? I went, yes. so that is something that really gets on my tits.
That is absolutely hilarious.
Yeah. And then the other one I have you noticed how some people are like really secretive when putting in their PIN number? I was in a supermarket, right? I was waiting my turn. I wasn't even shitting near the shitting. Yeah. What do you call it? What do you call those things?
Hill.
Yeah, but you chip and pin. I was nowhere near it, right? Couldn't have seen a shitting thing this bloke was putting into his keypad. And he literally did the whole, checked around, let's check there's no one actually looking at the PIN number, hand right over,
yeah.
And then put in his four digits.
Yeah, that is stupid. Because also, the other thing is, right, if I see your PIN, I've then also got to get hold of your card, mate. I can't do anything. I can't even pretend to be you with your PIN number. I can't do bollocks, love.
And the one last thing that's really that really gets on my shitting tits is yawning. People who yawn a lot.
What? Oh my God, what is wrong?
Some people just like, they start one yawn and then every...
Do you know what annoys me more? People when you're blatantly looking them in the face and they try and hold a yawn. They do that thing where their lip quivers and they hold their mouth together. Dad did it to me the other week and I just said to him, Dad, just yawn, mate. Like, that annoys
so
me
true.
More.
Yeah. But also people who yawn a lot and make a lot of noise when they yawn. And I'd be like sitting near someone just constantly yawning, making a noise. I'm like, oh, please shut up.
That's a really interesting one, the yawning.
Yeah, it does really.
You can't control.
No, but I think you can. Yeah, I think people get into like a rhythm of yawning. They can't stop. But yeah, there are like serial yawners. And the other thing that was close on my list was coughing. That is another thing that really irritates me, coughing. And Ian does suffer with getting coughs.
Shit.
It is bad. Like, I really sometimes have to really control myself not to just lose my shit because he's coughing. And I know it's not, you know, I know people don't cough on purpose, but just coughing does really get on my nerves.
I remember when you said that to Mum once, and Mum was like, "Well, oh, bloody hell, I can't help it."
Because Marg suffers with the coughs as well.
Does.
I do have to really, sometimes I can't hold it in. I've just got to go, "Can you stop coughing?"
You know what, Ange? You are just Mal. Because I would imagine if we got Mal on here, there is a
You'd
lot.
You agree with me. Yeah. Yeah. I do. Things do really irritate me a lot.
It's basically therapy for you.
It is actually,
every
yeah.
week you can just offload.
Yeah. All that shit.
As long as it's funny.
Yeah. I think coughing would be that really on a par. Because right. Ian does sometimes like, oh, just like, he literally goes into like a yawn-a-thon. Yawn after yawn.
So what? They're noisy.
It's like a real... And again, I just sort of sit there thinking, don't say anything, don't say anything, don't say anything. It's just a yawn, he can't help it. Or it's a cough, he can't help it. And then I'm like, no, I can't tolerate this anymore. Shut up!
Do you know another thing that annoys me about Mal? His inability to register when he farts. So, you know, you can be chatting to Mal, he'll let off a it's like it didn't even happen. It's like we've all gone deaf for that 30 seconds while he did it. I need to see you guys. Acknowledge it, Mal. You know, you've just let out gas, it stinks. You've carried on your day. That is one of the things that annoys me about Mal.
And then sometimes he'll do it and I'm not sure if he has, so I then go, "Did you just fart?"
he hates it if you bring us
in. I did, Andrea. Oh, all right.
It's like deadpan. Yes, let's move on. Okay, is that it? Is that your three? You got no
that
more?
Is my rant is done.
Funding yeah. The funny.
Okay, so the final segment that's new that we've come up with. We really liked last week the confessions section.
Yes.
Confessions of a Hinchcliffe. Now, we thought we could call this, "Is This Dickish Behaviour?" So this is all the things that perhaps you do where you think, oh, rat's a bit dickish.
Mm.
You know, is that dickish behaviour? You can message us with a confession. Yeah. Is this dickish behaviour? Mm-hmm. Like mine is, obviously, I went all out, massive
Hinch.
And we actually have had a confession in this week, and it says this: "I'm hurtling towards 30, but I've spent the entire morning watching YouTube episodes of old kids TV shows. I've done 3 episodes of The Queen's Nose, 2 episodes of Home Farm Twins, I don't even know what that is, Bodger and Badger, and even Brum thrown in for good measure. I've also spent hours in lockdown searching old school teachers. It's hit me hard. That's all my confessions." And that's from March Hare on Instagram. I think
she's really fessed up there.
Yeah, 3 episodes of The Queen's Notes.
I don't even know that programme. No. I'm quite a bit older than...
Yeah, The Queen's Nose was... She had a 50 pence piece and she used to rub the Queen's... And, like, she could... Like, magic things would happen. I mean... Yeah. She spent the entire morning, that was on Saturday morning, watching old episodes of kids' TV shows. That's quite the confession.
That is.
From March Hare.
And actually is quite appealing.
But an entire, she actually says, "I've spent the entire morning." What's that? 9 till 12?
Yeah, that's a lot of TV shows.
That are not relevant anymore.
No.
I mean, you're not starting any conversations with that. What have you been watching? Well, actually, I've got really into Brum over the last couple of weeks. That little car, he can do some fucking brilliant things.
Also, the fact that she's been searching for old school teachers.
I think I'd quite like to do that.
I mean, I can't remember any of my school teachers' names.
I had Woodley Thompson, didn't I? He was, you know, the ex.
Yeah, you don't want to be searching him on, mate. Bloody hell.
Who did we have for textiles? He was really fit. What was his name?
Oh, see, I never had any fit teachers when I was at school.
Well, this teacher that did textiles when I was there, Mr. Oh, his first name was Marcus. I can't remember his surname, but anyway.
You knew his first name?
Yeah. Because I fancied him like crazy at school. Got a job, rocked up to a meeting, and he was the head teacher at this primary school that I went to.
No. Was he still fit?
Yeah. And I actually said to him, I had the biggest crush on you at school.
Did you?
Yeah. And he started laughing. I was like, no, seriously, Marcus. And actually, the job I worked in, all of my colleagues would say, oh, you're going to such and such school, that's where Marcus is. He's well fit. Yeah, anyway, that's a good confession.
That
so
is.
One of those is this dickish behaviour. I mean, I would say an entire morning is verging on dickish behaviour.
And we've had a confession here, Patty, that relates to you. Mm-hmm. Lindsay on Instagram said, I remember sitting through a fast video of Ruth cleaning her kitchen back in the day. This should have been in her Hinchcliffe confessions. Lindsay, I too remember that fast cleaning video.
I mean, I did a few.
Yeah. Are you? How do you feel about the fact that you did that?
It's dickish behaviour.
It is. Right. Thank you. Thank you. That's all I wanted to hear. You're acknowledging it's dickish behaviour.
That is dickish.
We shall no more talk about that dickish behaviour.
And I think there'll be others. There's got to be others who have got. So if you've got any confessions of dickish behaviour, and what I think that shows as well, because obviously we have taken the piss out of people on this podcast. We'll own that. We're very aware.
Totally, yeah.
But I think what this does, it says we're okay to laugh at ourselves.
100%, Pat. You know, we all have that dickish behaviour in there. It's just about going, okay, yes, this is what I do.
What's your dickish behaviour?
Well, I don't do any dickish behaviour.
I knew you were going to be like, well, obviously I'm at one.
I mean, obviously, you know, this does not include me in the slightest. Hmm. I don't know what's my dick. I'll have to think about that.
Historically, I'd have said your inability to answer your shitting phone.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
That used to really, really get on my tits. You were really in the dickish camp where you'd send a text and I'd think, oh, I won't text back. It's easier for me to ring. I'd ring and you wouldn't answer. I'd be like, you've just sent me a text. It's in.
But I'm out of the dick zone for that now, pretty much, aren't I?
I'm going to think of some more for next week.
Yeah. So will I, Pat. You know, I'm fully aware that, you know, we're all dicks.
Yeah, we are. As we said in that episode after Mallard read the Bible, we're all open heart, open Bible 1 minute. We're all being a complete idiot.
My boyfriend of 2 years was made redundant a year ago and has really struggled to get a new job. He's got a degree and has done online courses to upskill himself. Now it's an even more competitive jobs market. His confidence has got really low. My family are concerned that he is holding me back from what I want, which is marriage and children. I'm 34 and don't want to look back and regret my decision. What would you do if you were me?
We had it a little bit in our family. For anybody who doesn't know, Matthew, it will be 4 years this year, it came out that he was hiding a drug addiction from all of us, from me, from my mum and dad, from Ange and her. You know, you looking back, I think there was probably spells where Matthew wasn't very well and I probably ignored stuff. But, you know, that came completely out of the blue. We were already married. We didn't have children, but we were already married, and that was a massive crossroads for me. Like, do I stick it out with this guy? Is he going to be an addict for the rest of his life? I just put some really firm boundaries in place, but, you know, the bottom line, it was my decision. My family could, you know, advise me. I was very fortunate that everybody decided that they wanted to stick by both of us, and we've come out the other side, and Matthew is a different person, isn't he? He is a completely different person. So,
and I think as well, I think it's important to note from the message is that, you know, he's obviously trying to do things to kind of help himself, to try and give himself some better qualifications or skills and things.
And I suppose my question would be, what is he really holding you back from? You sure, it might not be the right time to have a child, but you can still marry this guy, you know, job or no job. And I suppose you could end it with him and you might not meet someone else for another 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And if you're not concerned about those things and you love him, then...
Stand by your man.
Stand by.
I can't remember the words now.
No. Yeah, that fell flat, didn't it? But I am going to leave that in because that's funny.
It's the old Dolly Parton classic, isn't it, that one?
Is that Dolly Parton?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I love Dolly Parton.
Oh, I don't.
What?
No. Like, there's a couple of, you know, really good classics, as in Stand By Your Man.
Jolly. I mean, that is a tune.
Yeah.
And what's the other classic?
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, barely. Getting by,
you got it.
And then no giving.
It's your mind, but you
got
the best of
mine. Crazy if you left it. There you go. There you're three.
We had another big question in this week, which I couldn't find, and it's come back to me. Do you have any regrets? One of my biggest regrets is super, super fuck off, Jacqueline Josser. I do really regret that. Do you have any regrets?
come on. If I was like being brutally honest.
Come on, this is a place for honesty. This is a safe space.
I regret not really trying to be a singer.
Yeah. You should regret that. You regret that every day of your life, mate, because you could have been.
I do, but I know, like, for me, probably everything in my life is actually more about confidence than it is about anything else.
Oh, definitely.
Probably only just about have confidence to ever do something like that now. Nearly 45.
Let's get you on X Factor. Let's get you wheeled out. The top line chat, you could say, I stand at my kitchen think every day and I sing, Simon. And I've also got a podcast for anyone that's listening.
Yes, and I've sung a few lines of Dolly Parton on there. Yeah.
You can find it on any of your podcast platforms. And even if you don't get through, that's a massive hit right there.
Yeah. So I probably regret that, but it's probably nothing I can. It's not.
Imagine, though, if you had of, you could have been in the Spice Girls.
Who would I have been?
Cynical Spice. Yeah, I think you should regret that.
I just know I couldn't have done it or wouldn't have done it at that age. Just didn't have the confidence to do anything like that. James took all that.
Well, not anymore. We're whipping that crown right off his head.
Yes, <Patty. laughs>
The only thing I regret is I made a Channel 4 programme called The Joy of Teen Sex and I was offered Series 2 and I turned it down. And I look back now and I think if I'd have taken Series 2...
Where would that have led?
Yeah. And I think I was stupid because I actually had a really nice offer from Channel 4. They were sort of saying, look, if you do Series 2 with us, we will. And, you know, you never know with those kind of conversations and commissioning editors change all the time at TV stations and stuff. But I do look back and I think, crikey, if I'd have done that second series, where else?
Yeah, but then, Pat, you see, had those things come off, we wouldn't be here.
Well, we might have just been here 4 years previous.
No, I don't think we would have done. Yeah. So I can't. That's why I kind of think, you kind of can't have regrets because I just think things in your life happen at the time they're meant to happen or they're not meant to happen for whatever reason. And those things are sometimes totally out of your control.
Thanks so much for listening. As always, guys, you can find us on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden.
And I'm at Ange Corden.
Or alternatively, drop us an email, hello@ruthcorden.com. We'll be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.
With Ruth and Ange, the
fine and the funny. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.